most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, GJMV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, back to the work week.
I'm in here with my flip flops on and my socks. Had a nice restful weekend. What about y'all?
I went to SummerSlam yesterday.
Are you into wrestling?
Yeah. I went to SummerSlam. I like the women wrestlers.
Okay.
There's a lot of them. There's not a lot of them, is it?
Yeah, actually, they're pretty popular right now. Mm. But Sasha Banks was wrestling yesterday. She lost, but that's Snoop Dogg's cousin, you know.
For real? Sasha Banks is Snoop Dogg's cousin?
Yeah.
For real cousin?
First of all...
For real cousin.
I don't know who Sasha Banks is. So I don't know why I'm even acting like that. Sasha Banks is Snoop Dogg's cousin. I have no idea who the hell Sasha Banks is.
I guess she's a wrestler. That's what I could put together.
Well, obviously, it's a huge deal. It was at the Barclays in Brooklyn. A sold-out event.
That's mm-hmm. the only reason Angela Yee went, by the way.
Because it was in Brooklyn. Well, I show support, though, but I have been wanting to go, and I had the opportunity to go, so shout out to everybody that was there. Barbara from the WWE that hooked me up with my tickets. It was a very long event, and then at the end, we got to keep our chairs. Like, the chairs that you sat in, they were, like, special WWE chairs.
Oh, nice.
To let you fold them up and take them home. That was mayhem.
Can you slap somebody with them? I haven't watched wrestling since the days of The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, bro.
Well, Brock Lesnar was there last
night. I do know Brock Lesnar.
Man, that one was crazy. There was blood everywhere.
I'm not into wrestling. I was never into wrestling as a kid.
You would have had fun if you were
and
there.
My son doesn't like wrestling. He doesn't like that stuff. He likes basketball, baseball, football. I liked all that stuff too,
but growing up in South Carolina, you had TBS and TNT, so I grew up on WCW and NWA
well,
and all that good stuff.
Wale was there. He had the official song.
Yeah, he's a big wrestling fan.
PYT. I don't know how that went with the theme of everything.
If people loved Wale the way Wale loved wrestling, Wale would be the biggest rap star out right now.
You're absolutely right.
And Fab was there with his son also.
Fab son's into it too. I was at the Poconos on Friday at a club called Dubai, which was jam packed. Shout out to everybody that came out. And then I was in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Did you get one of those hotel rooms in the Poconos where you take a bath in a champagne glass? You remember those?
What?
Back in the day in the Poconos.
What kind of rich stuff are you talking about?
Oh, no, it's not
funny.
Rich at all.
There used to be commercials on TV.
That's where you take your girl to Valentine's Day when you don't really have that much money. They have the heart-shaped jacuzzi, and they fill it up with champagne. It's probably cheap
Sounds
champagne.
Filthy.
No, they had the bathtubs that look like a glass of champagne.
Yeah,
it actually looks like a glass of champagne.
Sounds like a tub full of semen. Yeah. And it's not yours.
Yeah, it wasn't. I never went, but it was very cheap. Let's show Charlamagne a picture, because, you know, you show him a picture.
I can't believe you've never seen this. They used to always have commercials on TV.
All the time. Here, go. You and your baker bathing in that tub.
I'm cool on that. How do you even climb up in that thing?
I'm sure there's steps on the side of it somewhere.
I was on Club Couch all weekend, you know, binging on The Get Down on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for that show. Amazing, amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't finished yet, though, by the way. Got one more episode to go.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because I was in between that and reading, so.
Okay. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we doing?
Well, let's talk about the USA, all of the medals. Let's talk about the final count from the Olympics.
Okay. We'll get into that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
It's amazing we've been playing this song for so long, and my dumb ass started to say, yeah, I've been listening to Tory Lanez album all weekend. Oh. That wasn't even Tory. That was Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, that was now, Exchange.
Listen to the Tory album all weekend. Though.
It's a great album, right?
It's pretty dope. It's pretty long. Long as hell. I listened for an hour and only got to track five.
You didn't listen to Frank Ocean's album?
No, not at all. He dropped another one, didn't he?
Yeah, Andre 3000's on it.
Yeah, I'm cool
He's
on
got
that.
A good... Andre 3000 has a...
You heard the album or no?
I heard... part of it. I heard about 10 songs.
I got to be in a Frank Ocean mood. I ain't gotten to that Frank Ocean
mood. What's a Frank Ocean mood for you?
I don't know yet. I'll know when I get there.
All right, let's get in some front page news. Olympic update. The men's basketball team and the women's basketball team both brought home the gold. The men beat Serbia? Serbia, 96-66. The women beat Spain, 101-72.
Why have you wanted to pronounce that Siberia?
I was too.
Isn't there a place called Siberia?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
So it's a Siberia and a Serbia?
Yeah.
All right.
You say anything about what Carmelo had to say?
I don't think we have the audio of Melo. Do we have audio of Melo? No, we don't have the audio of Melo.
What is there for him to say? I got another gold.
But this is his last goal.
Yeah,
he's the only basketball player to win three
from
golds.
The
yeah, because in 4 years, it'll be 40. You need... how old would Melo be? Maybe like 36, maybe?
38,
well, that
I
was his third gold medal, so congratulations to Carmelo.
Now, what's the final medal count in Rio for the U.S.?
Right now, the U.S. has dominated. They got 121 medals, okay?
Nice.
They were in first place. Second place was China. They got 51. So that was a huge lead for the United States.
Sure.
Oh, 51 more than the second place China, sorry.
No.
They got 51
Great
more.
Britain was number two with 67. China was number... No, you're right.
What?
China was number two with 70. I'm trying to read what they have on the screen, but they got it backwards.
Yeah, they have 51 more than China. Sorry.
There you go.
The USA has 121. China had 70. And then the Americans for us. Before that, our previous high was 110. So we topped that even.
Who
so
got all the gold, breaking. Though?
Well, Michael Phelps took the most medals of any Olympian. He got 6, while Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles each got 5.
How much do Usain Bolt get?
3.
He got nine altogether.
All right, now let's talk about this estranged boyfriend killing 5 people.
A 27-year-old man confessed on Saturday. He killed 5 people early Saturday. One of them was a pregnant woman, so he's going to be charged with 6 counts of capital murder. That was in southwestern Alabama. Derek Dearman, he used multiple weapons in the killings, and he was in custody after he kidnapped his girlfriend and a 3-month-old infant. So later on, the pair were later released unharmed, but he did kill the victims as they slept about 30 miles northwest of Mobile. So the killings took place hours after his girlfriend fled to a relative's house to escape him. He was very abusive, and she came to the house around 1 a.m. The police responded to a 911 call at the house, but they could not find him. They said it was a very heavily wooded area, so it was easy for him to escape.
Oh, God bless all those
but
people.
But he did turn himself.
Too early for all that. I ain't even had breakfast yet. I ain't drink my green tea. I ain't had no green juice. I ain't eat no egg whites. I don't want to hear about all that murder yet.
All right, well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Maybe you're upset, you need to vent. Maybe you had a bad weekend. Whatever it may be, get it off your chest right now. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on The Breakfast Club, for real.
What up? This is Denise. What's up?
What's up, mama?
What up?
Tell them why you mad.
Well, I am pissed off. Over the weekend and about 2 months previously, I've been trying to break up with this certain individual. And over the weekend, I thought I accomplished that. But I've been getting calls all night, and I just want to say we have nothing in common. Okay.
What's his name? Wait a minute.
You want to call him on three-way and have Charlamagne do it for you right now?
No, I'm not going to intervene in your murder, boo. Don't play with the man. don't play with the man's emotions like that. But you know, just because you got to give him a minute to realize that you know y'all really broke up, and you can't give him no sex. You can't give him no sex. You can't tell me we broke up and still want to have sex with me.
Okay.
What's his name?
Okay.
We just gonna say WG.
WG.
Okay, WG. It's a wrap.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
There's other fish in the sea, WG. Hello, who's this?
St. Clair, what's going on, Envy?
Hey, tell them why you're mad.
Well, right now I'm pretty upset and kind of discouraged because I produced a song for A Birth of a Nation, and it's absolutely the most fire song, and I have no way to get it to the producer.
You produced a song for Birth of a Nation. Sir, Birth of a Nation is done. It'll be out October 7th, sir.
But,
you mean for the soundtrack?
It's not too late for the soundtrack, though.
All right, I'm going to tell you what to do. Go to @LilBurger on Twitter and tweet him and tell him you got a song for the soundtrack. Atlantic has the soundtrack?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, tweet @LilBurger.
That's who runs the black stuff.
@LilBurger?
Yeah, @LilBurger.
@LilBurger.
Yes.
Can I email it to you? Somewhere?
No.
Just @LilBurger.
Nope.
It's Hampton, though. QC7,
MB. Ah, yeah, you can send it to me, sir.
See, that's what you call Hampton privilege.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay? Everybody got a privilege. Don't ever get it twisted. That's Hampton privilege.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo, it's AK, man. Yo, I just want to let y'all know, big fan of y'all. And I'm mad because I don't know if y'all seen that episode of Power last night.
Yes, I did, sir.
That was crazy,
you
man.
You can't curse. You can't curse. And don't give nothing away. Oh, I ain't see it yet. I see it on Monday.
My bad. I ain't going to spoil it, but, like, this dude has like 3 or 4 crazy after him. I'm just,
all right.
Oh, wow.
I will say this. Ghost made the right decision, though.
What up, Evie?
What up?
It's Snack Man.
Oh, hey, Snack Man, what's good? Happy Monday.
I thought you was dead.
Yeah. Snack Man's a resident comedian that tells horrible jokes.
Let me hear today's joke.
All right. Why did the man divorce his cross-eyed wife?
Why?
Because she was seeing somebody on the side.
Wow. You really gave that one some thought, too. That's the bad part. Like, you took a pen and paper and wrote that down, and you probably put it in your phone.
Thanks for calling. That was hilarious.
Like, you really thought about that.
My goodness. Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent right now, call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
So listen up. It's a little better.
It's getting there.
I like that one.
It's getting there.
All right, so everybody was talking about Drake versus Meek Mill over the weekend. Now, it all started with Drake in D.C., and he changed some of the lyrics to Back to Back, knowing that he was going to be in Philly the next night. Here is Drake on stage. Where he basically calls Meek a vagina.
He's been doing that at all the shows, though.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't hear him do that in New York.
He did it.
Okay, well, anyway, then he went to Philly, and he performed on stage in Philly, and here is what he had to say on stage.
Me and all my niggas doing well. Man, you not really from Philly, and they can tell. Did it by myself.
He did that in New York, too.
So still here, man. You not really from Philly, and they can tell. But he did it in Philly. So.
But in New York, he says the same thing. You're not really from New York, I can tell.
Yeah, but I'm sure in Philly, in your hometown, it's a bit different feeling.
He's supposed to do that, though.
Okay, and then here's what he had to say on stage in Philly also.
And just remember, when you watch that video over and over tonight, this is not about your city. I love your city. You did that to your motherfucking self, boy.
Boy.
And that's after him performing back to back.
Right.
Now, that was about Meek.
Did he do that everywhere also?
No, that one was
but
about
But that's what
me.
He's supposed to do. I mean, you in that guy's city, that guy's still talking crazy. You it showed him in
that's
the city.
That's what we wanted Meek to do last summer when Meek went to Toronto.
Yeah,
Meek
should have
did the same
He did
thing.
What was right. He's supposed to do that.
All right, well, here is D-Line. He does security for Meek, and he went on Instagram and posted this video.
He got the police guarding him, and he won't come out. He closed the gates up and all that. Now you can't go home. That's how we plan. Disrespecting my man name. Now he can't get out. Now he can't get out the building. He sent J.R. Prince out here to talk to him, saying, this nigga's
who is J.R. Prince?
I think it's J.R. Smith and Jazz Prince together.
Yeah, know. Oh, you meant to say J. Prince.
Yeah,
say
J. Prince.
Right. Listen,
Prince.
I'm so perplexed by this whole situation. If that's the definition of press, I don't understand the definition of press. This wasn't a club. It was the Wells Fargo Arena in Philly. That's like being at the Super Bowl and saying you're going to press the halftime act. Like, that's not going to happen. And why wouldn't there be police there and a bunch of security? I have to protect the stars of the show from over 20,000 screaming fans.
Well, Meek also posted on Instagram, in case you were wondering what he had to say about all of this. He posted a picture and he said, when you run out the back door and use the old man to save you, I'm done. You have Philadelphia SWAT with you. I'm going to go ahead hanging up with these suckers. Had y'all tucked in back there for hours, LOL. Hashtag still running. I only came to talk, LOL.
And why is Meek posting like that? Why is he incriminating himself? Isn't Meek on probation for 6 years? And he on social media incriminating himself like he was trying to get Drake touched up. I really don't understand these dudes, but then they be the main ones talking about rats, but they snitching on themselves. Like, why put yourself back in that position, Meek? You just got off house arrest. You just getting to get back in these streets and go through the country and get these bags. Why incriminate yourself? What's
not,
the point?
Not for nothing. If I'm Drake and I go to Philly, ain't I going to have a little more extra security with me anyway?
I'm having extra security everywhere I go because I'm Drake and I'm performing in front of 20,000 people every night. Why wouldn't you?
I'm with you.
It's the same security Nicki got, I'm sure, when she performs and when Meek's there. I'm sure.
Right. Everybody has security, obviously, when they're doing big arenas.
What you did with Nicki's going to have the D-line. What's the guy's name? You're gonna have, that's all you're going to have is ex-football players? No, you're going to have ninjas. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to just have ex-football players. You want to have ninjas with you.
Well, Drake also brought out Lil Wayne at the show in Philly, and he also hinted at the two of them perhaps going back on tour together again. So that's what happened over the weekend, just updating on everybody on what's going
all
on.
All I see is
in
a
case
bunch
you're
of...
seeing all of that on their timeline, all in one place.
I just see a bunch of buffoonery. All I see is a bunch of niggas nigging. Like, I want everybody to get money. Like, go do your music. You know, go do your shows. But all of that WWE stuff, that's garbage.
And I want to hear more. I want to hear new Meek music, too. I want to hear Meek music.
I don't understand how you going to stand outside.
I think Meek's been putting out music.
I don't understand how you're standing outside the Wells Fargo Center looking for a fight. It's the Wells Fargo Center. It's not a club. If it was a club or something, I understand. It's the Wells Fargo Arena. Think of whatever the biggest arena is in your city. Imagine going to fight LeBron James at the, what's the thing called in Cleveland? I don't know, Quicken Loan Center. Imagine that. How? I want to know how. How's that going to happen?
It's not going
to
happen.
How?
But I just want to say, they need to move on past their issues. Just maybe y'all don't like each other. Go your separate ways. Meek is on probation. He's living it up. He's got a brand new mansion with Nicki.
But Drake is doing what he's supposed to do. That's what he's supposed to do.
Drake is going
to
continue to do whatever he's doing.
This is hip-hop. That's what Drake's supposed to do.
Y'all should just go ahead and do music back and forth. But all of the talking on Instagram, if you're on probation, just...
Yes. You know what it'd been, G?
Go ahead and do a song.
It'd been, G, if Meek was in Philly, they'd have let him in the building. He's Meek.
No, they wouldn't have.
They would definitely not let him in the building.
No, they wouldn't let him in the building.
Not while Drake has a show. Are you crazy?
They
would be held liable if something happened.
They wouldn't let him in that building.
Well, I'm just saying.
That would make no sense.
It'd been more G for him to be in the building.
Yeah, come on in, Meek. Drake's about to get on stage.
It'd been more G for him to be in the building with a few people and approach Drake. This what's up.
That wouldn't happen.
I know it wouldn't. But that right there, the ex-football player outside of the arena, throwing rocks, like, come on, bro. That looks so stupid.
All right.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Ms. Yee. Front page news up next. What are we talking about, Yeezy?
Let's talk about the Olympics and how well the United States did.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Get your ass up! It's Monday. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Now, that was Tory Lanez, right?
That was Tory Lanez,
okay.
Yes.
Salute to Tory Lanez on that long-ass album he got out. Dope project.
Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about the Olympics. Last night was the closing ceremony of the Rio Olympics. Now, the men's basketball team, they brought home the gold. The women's did as well.
Yeah, I heard there was a bunch of dudes outside the Olympic arena trying to fight the whole U.S. Olympic team.
No, really?
They couldn't get in.
Shut up.
Yeah, they were shocked that it was mad security there, too. They was like, oh, Melo got mad security. Draymond Green got mad security at the Olympics.
I feel well, this donkey's
going. Well, Carmelo said this is it for him, by the way. His third Olympics. He's not going to play in the Olympic team anymore.
I mean, truth be told, 4 years from now, they're probably not going to want Melo on the Olympic team because it's just going to be older. Like, that's just the truth to the matter. But well, salute to him on his 3 gold medals.
He got a little emotional. He spoke after the gold medal.
Why was this one special for you?
I know. This is the end. This is it for me. This is it for me. I committed to something. Sorry. I committed to this in 04. I've seen the worst. I've seen the best, and I'm here today, 3 gold medals later. I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be one of the leaders, not of just our team, but of our country. Despite everything that's going on right now in our country, we got to be united, and I'm glad I did what I did. I stepped up to the challenge, but this is what it's about.
Salute to Melo. Melo's really crying because he got to come back to New York and suffer with the Knicks after being on a winning team all summer long.
And he said during that, we need to make America great again. That doesn't mean that he supports Donald Trump. Like, people's like, oh, he supports Donald Trump. No, that doesn't mean that. That definitely doesn't mean
that. He supports
that.
America.
He supports America.
Yeah, and that means that Donald Trump has made things so bad for the past year, just as far as, like, race relations in America and the energy that he's putting out that, yes, we do need to make America great again and get away from whatever Trump's putting out there.
Now, also, let's talk about this estranged boyfriend. He went a little crazy.
Yes, it's a 27-year-old man in Alabama, and he confessed to killing 5 people. This all happened early Saturday. One of the women was a pregnant woman, and he's going to be charged with 6 counts of capital murder because of that. Derek Dearman, they said he used multiple weapons in these killings, and he killed the victims as they slept. So his girlfriend was actually the one that alerted the police, Lynetta Lester. She walked into the police station and said that her boyfriend had killed multiple people. She said she had gone to the house where the slayings took place to stay with a relative. And I guess they got into an argument. She left, went over there, and that's when he showed up.
And what was his reasoning? I mean, is there a reason?
I mean, he was abusive. I guess they got into an argument. She left. She went to a relative's house. And then he showed up to the residence and attacked the victims while they were sleeping. What's crazy is at about 1 a.m. on Saturday, somebody called the police to report that he was trespassing. The police did respond, but they didn't find him anywhere. Then he came back. sometime between 1:15 a.m. and sunrise, and that's when he attacked all the victims while they were sleeping.
Why don't people like that just kill themselves first? Like, if you ever think about just harming a whole bunch of people in that manner, just take yourself out.
He ended up turning himself in, so now 6 charges.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
That's my egg whites, man.
Man, and that's front page
news. Go back
to
my damn egg whites. And
now,
spinach.
Starting September 1st, it looks like Uber's going to start these self-driven cars where there are going to be no humans inside. You can call an Uber. It'll pick you up and take you to your destination.
Is that everywhere, or that they were just testing it in Pittsburgh?
They're going to start in Pittsburgh September 1st.
What I look like.
But would you drive in this self-driven car?
Listen, man.
You call an Uber. It picks you up. There's nobody inside. It takes you to your destination.
I barely trust the Uber driver as it is, so I'm going to jump in a car. That drives itself? Absolutely.
Well, let's
not.
Open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, you know, technically, this car is supposed to be a lot safer than any human. The reaction time is supposed to be way better. It can press the brake way better. It can swerve out of the way better than a human.
Supposedly, but if anything goes wrong, just like when a pilot flies a plane, even though the plane goes in the course on its own, in case something goes wrong, don't you need a human?
But they're saying the probability is going to be so low and more accidents happen with human error, then this computer will be way safer than any
human.
And
what happens to all the drivers? They're not going to have jobs anymore.
I don't care. Listen, I'm an 80s baby. The only car that I trust to drive itself is Kit from Knight Rider. All right? Drop on the clues bombs for Kit, damn it.
I need the car to talk to me like Kit.
That's it.
800-585-1051. If this Uber car gets released everywhere, would you take this Uber car?
Absolutely.
It's
going to
be self-driven. There's going to be no driver. They're saying that the car is going to be technically safer than a human. It can brake faster. It can swerve faster. It can swerve better.
I don't need all these advancements in technology. I still read regular books. I don't do the Kindles and the e-books and all that kind of stuff like that.
Okay, old man. But
make my old eyes hurt, okay?
585-1051. Would you take a Uber self-driven car? Call us up right now. Here's Drake, Riri. It's Too Good. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Diddy, I Need a Girl. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Uber is saying September 1st they're going to start releasing these self-driven Uber vehicles. No humans involved.
They're just testing them out, right?
Testing them out, but people are going to be using them, and they're saying it should be safer than a human. They're saying that the car can actually stop faster, it can react better, and swerve out of the way if there's any problems, and it's going to be a lot safer than...
Going to get me to the airport if I'm in a rush?
I don't know if the car's going to speed... I don't know if you're going to be able to make stops. Like, you're not going to be like, hey, stop at this bodega and get me a sandwich.
Hey, I need to get to the ATM. I just need to take some money out. Can you just pull over right here for a minute?
That won't happen, but it will get you probably to the airport safer than any human driving.
I'm cool on that because I don't know how the car is feeling that day. With an Uber driver, I can get in and check his temperature, check her temperature, make sure that they in a good mood or they not in a good mood. I can say something to cheer them up. I don't know how this car is feeling
that
day.
The robot's always in a good mood. The car's always in a good mood.
We don't know that. I've seen iRobot. We don't know that. I've seen all these movies where robots flip the F out. We don't know what this car may be feeling that day. What if the car is feeling suicidal? And the car wants to kill itself that day with me in it. Just what if?
I don't think the car can feel that way, but what about if a human feels that way? It's the same difference.
Hey, it's different, but at least I might can talk him out of it. I can be like, bro, why are you speeding? Like, slow down, money. We got something to live for here. Like, I can talk to a human being.
Well, you can text
being.
The car and tell the car to slow down.
What if I'm in the car and I forgot my passport at home and I'm going out of the country, I'm on my way to the airport and I need you to turn around real fast. Oh, man, we just left, but I need to get my passport. Then what?
I'm sure there's a way that you can hit a button and text it and make it go back the other way.
I need to know these things.
But it will be a lot safer if you're traveling, especially if you're traveling long distance. You ain't got to worry about highway driving. You ain't got to.
And then nobody really for real drives the speed limit. People drive a little bit above the speed limit. Everybody will be passing
me. I got in a bunch of Ubers with like 90-year-old drivers, and they definitely drove the speed limit.
Listen, all you lazy humans. We don't need all these advances in technology. There's some things that still require a human touch. I think that we need to keep these fast food people there. I think we need to keep these Uber drivers there. Some things still need a human touch. Everything can't be robotic, all right?
You know,
I don't want to live in that world.
I went to a sneaker store the other day. They don't even have people trying on sneakers. They have vending machines for Jordans now. You kick your size in and it picks up the sneakers for you and drops it in the box when you pay for it.
See, that's stupid. Some things need a human touch. Like, what if the robot gives you the wrong size? Can you talk back to the robot and say, hey, this is not the size I got, or this is not the J's I wanted? Can you do that?
I don't know. Hello, who's this?
What's up? It's Chris.
Chris, now Uber's releasing these new self-driven cars where there's no humans involved. You get in the car, it takes you to where you need to be. It's supposed to be a lot more accurate and safer. What do you think? Would you get one?
I would try it. I just don't understand, like, if they're doing road work and they make you go around the corner, how they could make that car go around when there's nobody looking at you.
I'm sure they can do an alternate route.
Yeah,
I'll try it.
Okay. Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
It's Sharice Moore. Calling to say, no, I would not get in that car at all.
Why not?
You ain't got to worry about nothing me getting in no car where there's no human being.
Yeah, how you going to tell your kids don't talk to strangers, but then just put them in a car with a robot?
But that car to get you there safer. I would rather trust that car.
You keep saying that, but you have no proof of this. Like, you have no proof this car gonna get you there safer.
Listen, there's always a margin for error when it comes to anything that is computerized. Anything could go wrong.
It's a smaller error. Hello, who's this?
This is Ricky.
We're talking about these self-driven cars. What do you think? You gonna get one?
No doubt. You get an Uber, there's no one driving. I mean, that's gotta be a nice, peaceful ride, I think.
See, this is the problem. Uber drivers have talked our ear off so much that we don't even want them there no more. Too many Uber drivers have passed us mixtapes and demos that now we don't even want the Uber drivers driving no more. No, man. No, I'll put up with you playing your music while we ride into the airport.
800-585-1051. Now, starting September 1st, Uber is going to have these self-driven cars where they'll take you around. There'll be no human. They're saying it's supposed to be a lot safer. Reaction time is a lot better. You don't have to worry about human error.
And what if you're in a neighborhood and you don't know nothing about these self-driving cars and you just chilling in the yard and you see this car rolling around your neighborhood with nobody driving? You got to shoot at it off GP,
no,
bro.
No, you don't.
800- So is there really nobody in the car when this is happening?
No, nobody's car.
If I see a car riding around my neighborhood with nobody driving, I'm calling Ghostbusters. I'm calling Leslie Jones them over right immediately. Melissa McCarthy to handle this, bro.
800-585-1051. Would you get in the car? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking Uber. Now, they're saying starting September 1st, Uber drivers are not going to be needed. They're going to be starting these vehicles where there's going to be no driver inside and taking you to your destination. They're saying this is going to be a lot safer. Reaction time is a lot better. You don't have to worry about human error or somebody having a bad day. This computer-generated car, which is going to be a Volvo, will take you to where you need to be.
I'm not with it.
I'm cool. I still have an appreciation for Homo sapiens. I haven't gotten to the point in my life where I hate humans that much to where I just want to have robots take over my life. The day I go into a Chick-fil-A and there's a bunch of robots working there is the day I will stop eating Chick-fil-A.
No, you won't, you lie.
Yes, I will. Mm-mm. Because those people at Chick-fil-A are angels sent from the heavens above. They're not robots. All right? Everything don't need these added touches of technology. Like, I don't do Kindle. I don't do ebook. I still like to flip the pages and get bookmarks and stuff like that. I'm cool. I don't need to get in no car without no driver.
Hello, who's this?
Q from Atlanta.
What's up, Q? We're talking cars with no drivers. Would you get in one?
No. I would not get in one right now, but in the future I will.
Okay, so you want to wait till everybody else tests it out?
Right. I mean, just like a couple of months ago, I don't know if you guys heard, but it was a Model S that crashed on autopilot and killed somebody.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't want to be a part of it, but I do think in the future that's the way that we're going to go. I mean, if you ask people right now, what's the safest between planes and cars? I think that planes are safer just because they always on autopilot. And cars, you know, we have human interaction, so it causes more accidents.
That's not the reason planes are safer, bro. The reason planes are safer because usually when you're in the air on a plane, you're up there by your damn self. All right? It's a bunch more cars on the road right next to each other at high speed.
And not for nothing, we talk about one case that the pilot killed somebody in the car. But we could talk about a zillion accidents with humans, though. There's one.
But you know what happens if a car hits your self-driving Uber?
If a car hits your self-driving Uber?
Yeah, like what if another car hits you in the Uber?
Then you get hurt. That's what happens.
Is there like a reaction time for the car to like try to swerve out the way or anything?
Yeah, sure. Hello, who's this?
Brittany from Orlando.
Hey, Brittany, would you drive in this self-driven car from Uber?
Of course I would. Like, how cool is it? I think we just, like, live in a world where so many things are coming possible. Like, we have Elon Musk in a Hyperloop.
Now, I'm with that. Now, I'm waiting on Elon Musk in the Hyperloop now.
Come on. Like, we can't let these things hold us back. We're going to die anyway if we're going to die.
But I'm going to say this. I'm going to let a lot of people experiment with the Hyperloop before I try it.
Of course. Like, I'm not going to be the first one. But of course I want to do it. Like, I just want to feel liberated. Like, you can't let things hold you back.
Have I ever told y'all the time I was in L.A. randomly drunk having a conversation with a bunch of my white friends and somebody overheard us talking about UFOs and stuff and then they came over to us and they was discussing the Hyperloop and stuff and it was Elon Musk?
Really?
Yeah. You don't know what the Hyperloop is.
No, I'm Googling
it right now. The Hyperloop is something that's going to be able to, you're going to be able to travel at top speed. You'll be able to get from New York to LA in like 30 minutes.
Right.
Oh, and that, yeah.
And that always seemed kind of scary.
Yeah, that sounds scary. That sounds like you can die quickly.
Elon Musk is one of my favorite people, though. But like I said, it's going to have to be a lot of hamsters and gerbils that die in that Hyperloop before I decide that, you know what, this is something that I want to do. But when I'm 55 years old, I'll probably take the Hyperloop.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Be able to get from New York and L.A. in 30
minutes?
Do you
know how fast you have to go? You know, if one thing happens on that track, it's over.
At one point, they didn't think that we'd be in something like planes that go that fast. That's the type of advances in technology.
Yeah, but that's on a track. At least a plane you're in the air. That's on a track. So if anything happens on that track, a little grease, a little dirt, anything that makes that car off the track.
I think that, you know, this type of technology will be able to handle grease and dirt.
No, trains go off the track.
It's not a train.
The Hyperloop goes off or whatever. Trains go off
this
the track.
This is not, there ain't going to be you know no what? 2027 black sheep saying, if my Hyperloop goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. It's not going to be that, old man. All right, stop it. All right. Okay?
Okay.
But in the words of Albert Einstein, the moral of the story is, I fear the day that technology will surpass our human interaction, the world will have a generation of idiots.
All right, Yee.
Yes.
Rumors on the way.
We'll talk about Frank Ocean over the weekend. Now, first, he put out his visual album on Thursday. Then he put out a music video early Saturday morning. And then he put out a couple of more things. I'll tell you about it. And I'll tell you about a poem that Kanye did for his magazine about McDonald's, and we'll talk about Andre 3000's verse.
You just named three robots back to back to back. Frank Ocean, Kanye West, Andre 3000.
There
all
you go.
Robots.
We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Frank Ocean did a lot these past few days. Now, on Thursday, he put out his visual album, Endless. And he also put out a music video for Nike's early Saturday morning. Then he put out another album that was called Blonde. And he also put out a glossy magazine that was called Boys Don't Cry, which originally everybody thought was going to be the name of the album. Now, in addition to this, he did some pop-up shops in New York, London, Chicago, and L.A. So there were certain silver packages that had the magazine, which came with the CD, and also, it was in different magazine stores, so people were lined up trying to get the magazine. It was free, too, by the way.
He think he Willy Wonka selling golden tickets?
Now, inside of the magazine, there was also some high-fashion photos. There were poems, short stories, an outline for a TV show, interviews with Lil B, all kinds of stuff. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Kanye wrote a poem about McDonald's.
What?
Old McDonald or McDonald's, the food place?
McDonald's, the food place.
Why?
It was called McDonald's Man. The French fries had a plan. The French fries had a plan. The salad bar and the ketchup made a band because the French fries had a plan. I don't know. You got to read the whole thing.
Okay, I'm sure he's doing a deal with McDonald's.
I don't know. Apparently, this might have been something that he had written
as a kid
quite some time ago. So I don't even know what it's about. But there's a lot of things that Frank Ocean has included. Now, there's also a song by Andre 3000. And it's like about a minute long. It's just Andre 3000 on there. Check it out.
After 20 years in, I'm so naive, I was under the impression that everyone wrote their own verses. It's coming back different, and yeah, that shit hurts me. I'm humming and whistling to those not deserving. I stumbled and lived every word. Was I working just way too hard?
So he said he was naive and under the impression that everyone wrote their own verses.
So wait a minute. Andre 3000 has his own song on
Frank Ocean's
album?
Yeah, it's called Solo Reprise.
Hey, you take what you get from Andre 3000, okay? He say you want to feature him. Like, no, I want my own song in your album. You give it to him.
And
that's
I think people
drop
are going crazy
bombs.
Over okay. that more than anything else from what I heard. You know, people were very excited about this Andre 3000.
That's hip-hop royalty. That's a hip-hop legend. If he wants a song on your album, you give him a song on your album, damn.
Some people were trying to say that he was taking shots at Drake, but I don't think so. I think he was being very vague about he thought he was everybody wrote their own verses. Clearly, we know that's not the case.
And I mean, he should know that's not the case. I mean, from early on back in the day, people have had people use it, writing their rhymes.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm stumbled and lived every word. Was I working just way too hard? All right. In addition, he did a cover of At Your Best. If you remember, that's the Isley Brothers, and Aaliyah also remade that song. Here is Frank Ocean's version.
We ain't necessarily have it yet. No, we ain't got it.
Oh, okay. My bad. Thought we had that.
Nope.
You can play the Aaliyah version. And just, you know, this is what Frank Ocean did word for word. I'm sure a lot of kids don't know that came from Aaliyah.
At Your Best?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
All right. In addition
to... How old that song is?
How old?
At least 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
In addition to other songs that came out over the weekend, Usher did a new remix of No Limit. and that included Who on it. Check it out.
Now what I do, keep it no limit.
Yeah.
G-Mix. Yo, yo. Yeah. Usher, baby. Yo, yeah. Yo. Make it say, no limit. T-Scott and Master P with me. No limit, baby. White 2 Chainz and Gucci Mane. No limit. Yeah. ASAP Ferg, not the Reed, but the G-Mix. There's no limit, baby.
We could have just told the people the who was G-Mix. On that remix. We could have told
you
the people
You get a little feel
it.
For it, though. 2 Chainz is on it. Gucci's on there. I'll let him tell you.
Travis Scott,
and of course, Master P is on there as well.
That's a dope record, man. I just don't know how much people care.
Now, remix is dope.
I like the original.
I think a lot of people like that original. I've heard a lot of people talk great about that.
Mm-hmm.
And even from the beginning, a lot of people were like, man, he should have put Master P on there. He should have put
Absolutely.
Master P on there.
A Mystical or Silk or somebody.
Silk's on it.
You
got to
pay homage.
Now, I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend also.
We got Frank Ocean up if you want to play it again.
Oh, there we go. Okay, here's the Frank Ocean at your best version.
But at your best, you are love. You're a positive, motivating force within my life.
Oh,
no.
My goodness.
It's beautiful. I love this song.
Feel the need to wonder why. Let me
You can't front on this song.
See, I got to be in the mood to listen to Frank Ocean. You can't just turn Frank Ocean on. Like, you can't just turn Frank Ocean on and be like, listen to this. I got to be doing something like.
Oh, you can turn Frank Ocean on.
No. I got to be like, I don't know what kind of mood I got to be in to listen to Frank Ocean. Because I don't do house cleaning. I don't cut the grass with headphones on.
All right, Nick Cannon announced that he is a freshman now at Howard University. He has enrolled, not at Hampton, MV. Because you went to Hampton, he went to Howard University. So
not everybody's great.
He posted on Instagram, you know, HU2020, my first day as a freshman, Howard University, class of 2020. How does Nick Cannon think he's going to have time
Frank Ocean,
all of these different things?
Frank Ocean makes first day of college music.
No, because
you'd be lonely on campus.
No.
Like, Nick going to be the oldest person there.
No, he's
he
not.
Really, Nick going to be the oldest person on that campus. He really ain't going to have nobody to talk to. He's going to feel lonely. People are not going to want to bother him because he's Nick Cannon. But he's going to want to sit with somebody at lunch, and then he's going to hear At Your Best Frank Ocean version in his head.
Stop it.
Play that. Tell me. Watch this. Set the scene.
Okay.
You're at the cafeteria lunch table. By yourself, first day of school, nobody sitting with you. You slowly bite into your sandwich.
But at your best, you are love.
You munching. You looking around, nobody still has come to sit by you. You finish your sandwich, you throw your bag in the trash can. You slowly walk to your next class.
Mm-mm-mm.
You check your Twitter to see if anybody tweeted, hey, see the cute guy sitting at lunch by himself? No tweets, bro. So then you send out a tweet about where you at and get no retweets because nobody cares.
You really thought about that? Go ahead, continue on, you this jerk.
Okay, all I can say now is that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee.
I'm drinking green tea with some honey right now, and I still ain't in the mood to listen to that Frank Ocean.
Yeah, well, jerk. What we doing for Donkey, man?
That's Donkey right. Today is going to this whole chain of clown events that happened last night outside of the Wells Fargo Arena in Philadelphia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, Donkey of the Day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Oh, God. Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 22nd, goes to the so-called goon who decided to so-called press Drake at the Wells Fargo Arena in Philadelphia last night. Let me give you some quick backstory. We all know Drake and Meek Mill have an issue, and last night Drake performed in Philly for the first time since the rap beef, and Drake wasn't at a nightclub. He was at the Wells Fargo Arena, a building that cost $300 million plus to build, a building where the Philadelphia Flyers and Philadelphia 76ers both play, a building where over 21,000 people can fit in, a building that is owned by Comcast and sponsored by one of the largest banks in the country, Wells Fargo. Now, like most arenas in America, this building is probably one of the most securest places in the city. And there's certain places everybody is just well aware you can't cut up at. Why? Simply because it's mad security. And why wouldn't it be? When you have 21,000 screaming fans at a function, I have to keep everybody there safe and protect the main attraction, whether it's a hockey team, basketball team, or, as in last night's case, Drake. Well, last night it was some real live flexing going down on social media because it was some guys outside the Wells Fargo Arena acting like they wanted to press Drake. Let's hear it.
Letting y'all know right now, we're 100, 200 deep dream chasers. Mm-hmm. We're going to press this Drake. He disrespectful, disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? World star, academics, shade room, all in all. I'm letting y'all know right now, dream chasers, DC4 on his way, D-line, prime security, AP security. This is what we do. This is what I do. Yeah, 200. Yeah, I'm 200 strong. I come to rap. This I want to talk. My press game is real. Take your ass back to Toronto. Y'all talking shit. I ain't no 200 deep, three deep, prime, D-line.
I am so perplexed by this whole chain of events. Number one, I tell y'all all the time, why do you guys choose to incriminate yourselves via the internet? All you dudes will be screaming about rats and ratting and death to all snitches be the main one snitching on yourself via social media. If you had a chance to really do something to Drake in that arena, which you didn't, why would you broadcast that? You was going to do it beforehand via social media. Doing that is the digital version of acting like you want to fight someone, but knowing that there's people there who going to hold you back. You don't really want no static. You just want to look like you're about static. Now, this guy just incriminated himself online for all the authorities in Philly to see because he wants to pretend to press Drake. Look, man, if that's the definition of press, I don't understand the definition of press. This wasn't a club. It was the Wells Fargo Arena in Philly. That's like being at the Super Bowl and saying you're going to press the halftime act. You acting like you surprised there's security there. Why wouldn't there be police and a bunch of security there? I have to protect the stars of the show from over 20,000 screaming fans, and I have to protect 20,000 screaming fans from themselves. And in this day and age, possibly from acts of terrorism. But the fact that these goons went to the Wells Fargo Arena and acted surprised there was mad security there is baffling to me. It's like being shocked that President Obama has Secret Service. It's like being shocked that there's an alarm system in a bank when you try to rob it. It's literally like going to Pizza Hut and being shocked that they serve pizza. You knew it was going to be mad security there, but you wasn't there to press people. You was there to get attention via social media. This is the world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. This so-called goon didn't really want to press Drake. He wanted to be on Shade Room and Academics and Baller Alert and promote DC4. He's probably happy as hell he's getting Donkey today and will probably be making a video about it later. That's why I don't be saying these dudes' names, but I have to talk about these things because I have to point out the lameness in his actions so they aren't repeated. But you know who I'm really disappointed in?
Who? Oh.
Meek Mill. Okay, Meek Mill put on Instagram, when you run out the back door with 12 and use the old man to save you, I'm done. You had Philadelphia SWAT with you. I'm going to go ahead and hang it up with these suckers. Had y'all tucked in back there for hours, laugh out loud, still running. Meek Mill, aren't you on probation for 6 years? Why are you on social media incriminating yourself? Meek on Instagram taking credit like he called the shot, like he was trying to get Drake touched up, knowing them people in Philly be on his head and be looking for any old thing to violate him. Why connect yourself to this Negro nonsense, especially being that they just let you off house arrest and let you float around and get them bags? Why incriminate yourself? I don't understand how you guys will slander somebody for being rats but then rat on yourselves. Meek, you shouldn't be taking credit for this. Okay, entertain a clown and you become part of the circus. And what this dude did outside of Wells Fargo Arena last night is definitely deserving of a bright pair of overalls, a red nose, and a smile painted on his face from ear to ear. Please give this clown the biggest hee-haw. Please. I wouldn't even want you repping my set like that if I was on probation for 6 years. If I'm on probation for 6 years, don't show up talking about you dream chasers and you outside and about to do this and that. Don't put that on me.
Okay.
I don't want those problems.
All right.
I don't want those legal issues. You shouldn't want them. Maybe I'm missing something.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Sheesh.
Let's change gears a little bit. It's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about strap-ons.
What?
All right.
This is, I don't understand.
Okay. Just finished talking about clowns.
Go ahead.
And here go the biggest one from Queens.
Now, what is it that you want to know, MB?
No, I don't want to know anything.
You just said.
Young MA was here on Friday, and she spoke about strap-ons. This is what she had to say. Let's play the audio.
You said, baby, give me that's a low blow. Damn, she made me weak when she throat. What the hell she throating?
You don't want to know,
man.
You don't want to know.
A strap-on.
See, I never understood it. That's like getting a tattoo on a fake arm. Like, why would you...
That's like getting a tattoo on a fake arm.
On a fake arm. Like, it's a strap-on. Like,
I'll bring
pleasure?
A couple girls here one day, and they'll explain to you what that means.
Okay. But I just want to know, how does it give you pleasure?
That's none of your business. It's my business.
All right, so okay. That's the question.
I see where you're going with this, Envy, but you got to start adding context to things, okay? You can't just be yelling out, nowhere. Let's talk scrap on, all right? Okay.
You listened?
I understand the question. What's you the cut? Now go ahead, go.
So how does a strap-on bring pleasure? Is
let
that
me
the
show
question?
You.
No, I don't want to know.
Okay. No, first of all, let's reword that again, Envy. Please, stop it. Please. Isolate that for me so I can use that against him later
Come
on
here,
in
Abby.
Life, please. But this is the question. Lesbian women, how does a strap-on bring you pleasure? Because it doesn't seem like it would pleasure the woman with the strap-on, and why would you, as a woman, want to suck on the strap-on? You know
so
what
you're
I'm
just
saying?
Talking about orally. You're not talking about...
Yeah, because that's what she says in the song. You know what I mean? So for me, that's why I told her it's like getting a tattoo on a fake arm and acting like it hurts.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. How does a strap-on bring pleasure
you guys
orally?
Are so crazy.
To a lesbian.
To a lesbian.
Say a lesbian boy.
Lesbian boy.
Jesus Christ.
All right, we're talking to lesbian boy. All right. 800-585.
By the way.
What?
During the Young MA interview, you did say, so you're a female lesbian. I just want to throw that out there.
I did say that.
Yes, you did. You.
At me?
Yes, the guy with the Hampton hat on. You.
No, me. I didn't say that.
Yes,
I feel
did.
Like you I guys need to have this conversation with each other.
You don't want to be in here for this?
I mean, all right, go ahead.
All right, 800-585-1051. Call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Fabulous. Can't Let You Go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Young MA stopped through on Friday, and she had a conversation with Charlamagne about strap-ons. Let's hear what she had to say.
You said, baby, give me... That's a
low blow.
Damn, she made
me weak when she throw.
What the hell she throating?
You don't want to know,
man.
You don't want to know.
A strap-on.
See, I never understood it. That's like getting a tattoo on a fake arm. Like, why would you...
That's like getting a tattoo on a fake arm.
On a fake arm. Like, it's a strap-on. Like, how does that give you
I'll bring
pleasure?
A couple girls here one day, and they'll explain to you what that means.
But I just want to know, how does it give you pleasure?
That's none of your business. It's my business.
So, Charlamagne, you were a little confused.
Yes, I was a little confused. And it was people that was tweeting me all weekend saying that I wish you wouldn't have talked to her so much about sexuality. If sexuality's in her lyrics, we're going to talk about it. And I am utterly confused about that line, shorty such and such and she deep throats, okay? Because last time I checked, Young M.A. was a woman, right?
Yes.
So if she's deep throating anything, it's a scrap on. So but I want to know what would make a woman want to do that.
I think it's just the visual of it. It's like watching porn or getting turned on by somebody doing something in front of you, even if they're not physically touching you.
But doesn't having any type of penis, artificial or not, defeat the whole purpose of being a lesbian?
It's like touching yourself in front of someone.
Okay. Well, hello. Who's this?
This is Latanya.
Hey, Latanya. Are you a lesbian?
Yes.
So how does this work? They're confused about how this would turn you on.
As far as, of course, being penetrated by it, that's going to, you know, give you pleasure. But just like when you orally pleasure your woman, it's not necessarily doing anything from you, but you get something out of it. Or just like when a woman gives a man, she's not getting anything from it.
All right, I'm going to tell you why this makes no sense. This makes no sense because a strap-on is not you. It's still an artificial tool. You can't feel it if she's got her mouth on it.
So she's saying it turns her on when she's doing it to someone, but what he's asking is the person that you're doing it to, because you're not physically touching them, how does it turn them on?
It's like when you watch porn or watch a slick.
Right,
you watch
that's what I was saying.
Same type of oral pleasure. Like, it stimulates you. Like, you get turned on by it. A woman has done some nasty stuff to you that's never really made you feel any kind of way, but just seeing her do it is like, that was nasty.
No, that's not true. Anything
it's like the performance aspect
right,
of
performance
it.
Performance, they're saying.
Anything a woman does to me, I can actually feel it.
Hello, who's this?
Why are you throwing up gangs?
Hey, Miss Ava. I'm from Charlotte, but I was calling about the question about the strap-on.
Talk ahead, to me, mama. Lesbian.
So a strap-on has more than one side. Like, on the other side, it's for their pleasure. So, like, if it's going up and down, then it's rubbing against them. So that's what brings them pleasure. Not saying that I suck a strap-on.
Okay, so the strap-on goes inside of you.
So the other side goes in a woman's vagina. So when the movement goes, it goes.
Oh.
Right, and it can.
All right, all right.
It can vibrate. It has little things on it. Like, it's different type of stuff.
So a woman's clitoris is getting stimulated by wearing the strap on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
Learn
boo.
Something new every day.
And then maybe it's also the role play aspect of it. You
True.
Know, it's like a part of a costume.
All right.
You know, if you want to pretend to be a man, just talk.
We're talking strap-ons this morning. Call us back. When we come back, we'll find out if Angela Yee has one or used one before. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Controller Drake Popcorn. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What did you say about drinking popcorn?
I didn't say nothing about drinking popcorn.
Oh.
Now, we're talking strap-ons this morning. That just came from our conversation from Young M.A., who is a Brooklyn artist who stopped through Friday. Let's play a clip of what she said.
I mean, she has a line in her song that has a lot of people confused. Mm-hmm. This is it. You said, baby, give me that's a low blow. Damn, she made me weak when she throat. What the hell is she throating?
You don't want to know.
Man. You don't want to know.
A strap-on.
See, I never understood it. That's like getting a tattoo on a fake arm. Like, why would you...
That's like getting a tattoo on a fake arm.
On a fake arm. Like, it's a strap-on. Like, how does that give you
pleasure?
Bring
a couple girls here one day, and they'll explain to you what that means.
But I just want to know, how does it give you pleasure?
That's none of your business. It's my business.
There we go.
All right, so Charlamagne was a little confused, but
now,
you're getting a little clarity.
I wasn't confused about this at all.
I was.
I just want to know, like, how does that bring pleasure? Like, to me, that's like getting a tattoo on a fake arm and acting like it hurts. Oh, like, knock it off. We know that's a fake arm.
Well, clearly you've never had the double delight. You've never had the double delight strap on, so.
Now, Angela Yee, do you have a strap on?
No, I don't.
You never use a strap on?
No.
I'm just asking.
No man has ever asked me to use a strap on him.
Okay.
So, that's never happened. I don't know that I could do that. I'm not a very dominating person like that. I don't want to do that.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. Are you a lesbian?
Yes, I am. Me and my girlfriend, we've been together for about 5 years.
Oh, okay. Shoot. She got that fire tongue then.
Now, have you guys ever used a strap-on?
Yes, we actually have a couple. Well, three.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Okay.
Tell us about it.
Well, some lesbians, they actually do feel it when they're getting, like, fellatio with a strap-on. Like, some girls actually like the visual of it, but the actual strap on, because it's rubbing against, you know, you get pleasure.
All right, there you go. You can feel it. Have you ever tried the double delight?
No, and me and my girlfriend is actually scared to use it. So,
what is the double delight?
We can show
you better than we can tell you.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
Why not just add a real penis to the mix, boo?
No, because it's nasty. It's a dick.
Y'all need to grow up. Grow up.
She's nasty. You guys are nasty.
I love you guys.
Thank you too, boo.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Bernice.
Hey, are you a lesbian?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
All right, well, we're talking strap-ons this morning. Have you ever used a strap-on?
I've never used one.
Okay.
There's been one used.
Okay.
I've never used one.
Your boyfriend used one or your girlfriend used one?
The boyfriend used one.
Why did he feel like he
used one on you or you used it on him?
No. He used it on me.
Why did he use one when he has a real one?
Now, this is exactly why I decided to call in, because it's visual stimulation. It's different when you are, let's say, using your own, but when you're actually all up in it and you're using it on your girl, you get to see everything. It's all visual. It's not necessarily what he wanted to feel.
Got
kind
you.
Of experimental, I guess.
I don't know about that one, but okay, if that's what you...
Hey, whatever turns you guys
on. There you go.
Well, that was when I was a lot younger. But yeah, I guess so. It's whatever turned him on.
All right, thank you for calling, Mama.
Not mad at that.
So what's the moral of the story, guys?
Listen, man, the moral of the story is simply lesbians need to grow up, all
no.
right? Stop using strap-ons and add a real penis to the mix. It's like when you grow up and start buying real hair for your weave instead of artificial hair, man. Just grow up.
I don't know if that's... the case, but hey, if you like it, we love it. Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about something great that Justin Bieber just recently did, a really nice gesture. Also, what's that called? The Bentley Bentayga?
Bentayga, yep.
Bentayga that Meek Mill just got. Well, somebody else just got one, but it was a present. We'll tell you who bought his lady a Bentley Bentayga.
All right, we'll get into that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, I think this might have been some type of misunderstanding, because the headline everywhere was Consequence Ghostwrites for Jay-Z.
Consequence might be listening to Frank Ocean this weekend.
Now here's, but you got to listen to what he actually had to say, okay? Listen to what Consequence had to say about ghostwriting.
Can you talk about some of the songs that you've written, or some of the verses that you've written?
That's a little taboo, just because of the fact that because I want to do more of it. It's like
outing somebody a little bit, because to me it's really about the work. Mm-hmm. I want to be a part of Special Records. I don't need to raise my social equity by going into my Illuminati attaché case and just start pulling out names. But one record in particular I was happy to be a part of was Jay-Z's Encore, where me and Kanye kind of was on the phone, and we actually came up with the chorus back and forth.
But see, that shouldn't even have got misconstrued, because he said the chorus.
He said the chorus.
Back and forth with Kanye, by the way, on the phone. So, I mean, it didn't sound like he wrote Jay-Z's verses.
Nah, he didn't write Ho's verse.
But when you get online and you see the headline, and
I
said
the headline,
Jay-Z,
I was like, whoa, you was ghostwriting for Jay.
I said that
too. Say it ain't so.
That's when you hear that Frank Ocean record just in your head. It just, you just got to sit there for a while and be like, damn.
I effed up.
Damn.
I like this.
How do I clean this one up?
I can't clean this one up. Let me reach out to the Breakfast Club.
Salute to my guy, Consequence.
And salute to our, and salute to our guy, Frank Ocean.
I don't know him.
As well.
I never met him.
All right, Ryan Lochte is still talking about the situation that happened in Rio, where basically his teammates and him got into some issues for allegedly lying or over.
Ain't no allegedly lying. He lied. He lied.
Exaggerating.
Ain't no over exaggerating. He lied.
Here's what he had to say.
I let my team down. I wanted to be there. Like, I don't want them to think that I left and left them dry, because, I mean, they were my teammates. I wanted to definitely be there. And I wanted to help out any way I could. And so I just wanted to make sure that they were homesick before I came out and talked.
If you listen closely, you can hear this song in the background when he's talking.
He's definitely by himself there. All right. Okay.
Well, Ryan Lochte also said that he did over-exaggerate that story, and if I had never done that, we wouldn't be in this mess. He also told Matt Lauer, it's how you want to make it look. He said, whether you call it a robbery or whether you call it extortion or us just paying for the damages, we don't know. All we know is it was a gun pointed in our direction and we were demanded to give money.
He didn't over-exaggerate. He lied. Why can't he just say he lied?
He definitely lied.
Okay, however you want to interpret that. Justin Bieber. Now, here's a nice, good story of the day on a Monday, because there was a lot of drama over the weekend. Now, Justin Bieber was out having some drinks. He was in Studio City on Tuesday, and he saw some customers at a nearby table. They were all crying. Now, he asked the bartender what was going on, and that's when the bartender told him one of the regulars at the bar actually died earlier that day. He fell from his fire escape.
Damn. So, hit the Frank Ocean. Hit it. That's exactly...
So, such a sad story.
They were definitely listening to Frank Ocean. Go ahead.
So, he actually ended up paying their tab because he was so moved.
Oh, that was nice of him, man.
By what happened.
That was very
And you know,
nice
Justin
of him.
Bieber has quit Instagram.
Oh, man.
So, he won't be seeing anything on his Instagram.
Yeah, when you quit Instagram and you're sitting at a bar by yourself and you're drinking and you notice some people crying, you ain't got nothing else to do. You can't distract yourself by going to look at the gram and act like you don't notice the people crying. So you got to go pay their tab. And then you talk to them and, why are you crying? Oh, my friend died. He fell off a 5-story building. And see? Frank Ocean dropped this music at the perfect time.
I'm sad. Can we hear this fully?
Don't cry.
Now, by the way, Frank Ocean's Blonde came out over the weekend, as well as Visuals. He put out a magazine that was a limited edition. And he also has a poem by Kanye in there about McDonald's Man.
I'm not in the mood to listen to Frank Ocean. When you got Kanye writing poems about McDonald's, like
McDonald's Man, the French fries had a plan. The French fries had a plan.
Frank Ocean makes music for people who get mad at the dog because they can't find a remote control. You know, you can't find a remote control, so you're mad at your pet. Where's the damn remote? Like the dog, no.
The cheeseburger and the shakes formed a band to overthrow the French fries plan. I always knew them French fries was evil, man.
Frank Ocean makes music for people who press the wrong button and accidentally pay their whole cell phone bill instead of just the past due amount.
Them French fries look good, though. I knew the Diet Coke was jealous of the fries. I knew the McNuggets was jealous of the fries. Mm-hmm. Even the McRib was jealous of the fries. I could see it through his artificial meat eyes.
Okay, ye.
Hit it.
Yo, but not for nothing on some real-ish. I did that over the weekend.
You cried?
No, I paid the full amount of my cell phone bill.
Turn it up.
And I was pissed off.
Yeah, them first 15 seconds after you accidentally do that, you just sit there and look at this in your head.
Damn it, man. I pushed one instead of two. I was pissed off, boy. Damn.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Ooh, all right. People's Choice Mix is up next. We're going to start off with Frank Ocean's joint.
No, you're not. No,
I'm lying. We ain't going to start off with that. We're not going to start off with that. We're definitely not going to start off with that. But let me know what you want to hear. 800-585-1051.
Is today the first day of school for a lot of people, or is it next week?
It's usually, well, it depends where you're from. If you're on the East Coast, it's usually the day after Labor Day.
Got you.
If you're in the South, you already started.
All right.
All right, 800-585-1051.
And if you already started, you're listening to that Frank Ocean.
Oh, if it's the first, oh, yes. Frank Ocean makes music for people who eat lunch by themselves on the first day of school, damn it.
My goodness, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. At your best, you are love. You're a positive, motivating force within my life.